we talking about the kingdom of God? Because the essence of what we are talking about is the kingdom of what? The kingdom of what? The kingdom of God. This is the essence of what we're talking about. Kingdom of God. You are a pure breed because you want to enter into the kingdom of God. You want to be a disciplined person. You want to be somebody that is on his feet from beginning day of his life to the end of his life for the sake of the kingdom of God. What is it? Jesus Christ gave an example of the kingdom of God. He said one man, he saw a treasure in a field. He sold everything that he had. And he went to go and buy that land because of that little treasure that he knows he discovered on that ground. Not all that glitters is gold. Not all that glitter is gold. What is shining today, we fade or tomorrow. So all these things that we think we are running after, they are not the true thing. The real thing, the real deal is what is inside of you. What will keep you standing in the day of adversity. Are you a true breed that is going to heaven? Because on that day, they will shut the gate against many people. Many people will say, oh God, no, this is not fear. Oh God, this is spatial. Oh God, no. Maybe angel, I think you made a mistake. Go back. Go back to the page one and start all over again. And God will say, unfortunately, it's still the same thing. I did it several times. If I do it again and again, it's still going to be the same thing. But those times, there is no more do it over. It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Hellfire will not rejoice over you. The Bible says, what profits a man that gained the whole world and loses his life? Who is teaching all these people that are going into money rituals? Is it not just because of what you will eat, what you will wear, driving a four-tire vehicle, and you are killing a living woman being, shedding innocent blood, all for the sake of all these things that will perish even before you perish? You know why? Because they do not have good upbringing. I'm not even talking about the parents now. In the church, there's no good upbringing from the church. Pastors don't want to offend their members anymore. That is the problem we have today in the churches. But guess what? The products are what we are talking about. They are killers. They are the money rituals. They dress like prostitutes. They do all sorts of nonsense things. And the devil is preparing them for hellfire. Let us get ourselves. Check yourself. I don't need to be popular. You don't need to hail me before I know that I'm a child of God. I hope somebody will get themselves into that realm. You will grow up to that extent. I don't need your affirmation before I know that I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Everything I do today on social media, I don't do it because I want anybody to know. I don't do it because I want. If you know me 20 years ago, you would know that what I'm doing now is what I was doing 20 years ago. This is just me. Do anything because all this fame they will fade. You better know your God. Hallelujah. Know your God. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm a pure breed. Money I may not have. Okay? I may not have a palace, but I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
And this is your story in the name of Jesus. I want us to go to John chapter 21. All of us are going to read that place. John chapter 21, verse 15. So, when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lamb. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. If somebody call you like three times, if your mama call you like three times, what does that mean? You better get it right? He's like, don't let me call you the fourth time. It's like, I'm telling you something, you better open your ear. When they call you like three times, you know this is no joke. Jesus Christ said to Peter, he said, Simon, do you love me? That is a coded question. Remember, Simon went through everything with Jesus. Simon was naked, was helpless, was hungry, was in fasting, was in turmoil. Simon was all over. Even when Jesus was on mountain, Simon was there. And at the end, Jesus was still questioning him if he loved him. I hope you will not be offended today if I'm saying this to you. You know, this question tells you everything about your affection for God. Do you love God more than this? Do you love God more than this? Do you love God more than what you can get? Do you love God more than your answered prayer? Do you love God if God refused to change your situation and you die like this, do you love God? Because these are the questions. This is the specific question that made people to turn away from God. Because they feel like God has not answered their prayer. God has disappointed them. How come God allowed this to happen to me? All those things, they are unable to answer that question. Because if I love you, I will live and die with you. Money in the bucket or not, food on the table or not, I choose to live and die with Jesus. If God makes way, glory be to his name. If you refuse to answer my prayer, glory be to his name. That is the question God is asking you today. Do you love God? Amen? I want you to, all the parents here, I'm challenging you, train your children in the way of the Lord. Because when they grow up, they will not depart from it. Train your children in the way of the Lord. Let me tell you, either you like it or not, they will outgrow you. There will be a time that they will say, this place is too small for us, two of us. This is fact. What will remain with them is what you are sowing into their lives. Hallelujah. You know, none of us is perfect. I'm not perfect. You are not perfect. But what still keeps us in church today is because of the way we were raised. You better take this thing seriously. I do not do extra job because you are living in the United States of America. I pray you will not fail in the name of Jesus. This is how a child grows to love God, because of the exposure. Let me tell you, if you were born in Saudi Arabia, you'll be a Muslim today. Either you like it or not. Or else God saved you by his miracle. But look at you, God has given you opportunity to know him. You better make your children to know God also. Am I talking to somebody? Grace has a good question on this on the school. Let's clap for Grace. We want to be encouraging something like this. We want to be encouraging it. Let's keep on. Let's keep on. Let's keep on. Hallelujah. Either you like it or not, you better know your God. I want you to now pray this final prayer for yourself. We are going to pray the prayer. Lord, make me an authentic Christian. Pray that God will help you. You will live with this message. You will live in being true, authentic to yourself. Being true to yourself. Being genuine, a child of God. Somebody that is not doing it for fame, that is not doing it for attention, that is not doing it for the sake of what he can get, but that is doing it because of his love for God. Make me this person that will go out of my way. It won't matter if I'm offended. It won't matter if they did something bad. It won't matter what they say or what they did. I'm not serving anybody. I am serving God. Take me to this realm. Take me to this level. Help me to be able to operate in this dynamism as a child of God. Because at the head of it all, I am getting blessed as a child of God. This genuine, that is truthful, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's open our eyes. I think I need to say these 4 points that I have done before we now pray the closing prayer. For you to be a true breed, you need to do away with pollutants. Somebody say pollutants. Something that can pollute you, do away with it. Some people, they are naturally okay, but because of the friendship association they have, they keep polluting themselves. This influence keep coming. They don't even know, but the influence is coming because of what the kind of friends they have around them. That is what I call pollutant. And the second of it is, you need to be able to love something small. Amen? Love something small. Don't be obsessed with big things. If you are obsessed with big things, big dream, big, you will not be able to settle and grow with God. Go in step with God. Somebody say, go in step with God. The last one is that you must watch and pray. Hallelujah. Listen. Temptation will come. Temptation will do what? It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a pope. Temptation will come. I'm a married person. Temptation will come. You are a single person. Temptation will come. It's natural that temptation will come. But there's no justification for you to fall into temptation. What will make you not to fall into temptation is watch and pray. Watch and what? Watch and pray. Since we help you to live victorious lives. And the Lord will help and bless us in Jesus' name. God will bless you beyond prayers and fasting, beyond how many years of long series of prayers. If you are in line with God, I am not saying it's bad, don't get me wrong, it is always good and we are doing it in this church, but I'm telling you, beyond what we open your mouth and say God bless me, God will bless you beyond that. If you are somebody that is in line with God, then surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. It will be following you. When you are praying, you are calling it, but when it's following you, it doesn't matter where you go. If you turn right, it turn right with you. It is well with you in the language. Let us join our feet now and pray this last prayer. Everybody, I want you to pray. okay, if you believe that you get something from what I said, I want you to turn that into prayer. God, your grace I need, your mercy I need, your breath I need, your strength I need, your courage I need, your enablement I need, your leadership I need, your strength I need, your empowerment I need. Give me your grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me your grace, Lord. Give me your grace. Give me your grace. Give me your grace. Give me your grace that I will be a genuine child of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we receive your grace. We receive your grace. We receive your unction. We receive your anointing. We receive your empowerment to serve you in truth and in the spirit. To walk by faith and not by sight. To see you as the one that is in front of us and serve you wholeheartedly, that we may be blessed, that we may inherit your kingdom, that we may overcome the trials of the world, that we may live above and not beneath, that we may rejoice and praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.